Good afternoon. I'm Mr. Tyler Trout at your service. You looking at the chickens? Well, that mangy old maggot-eating stray dog of mine had his way with the chickens, and I had to get rid of a lot of them. It's a shame. Would you like to snap one of them's neck? I got a lot out in the back. And the minute they die, you can smell the rabies leave their body. It's spectacular. Your girlfriend's not feeling good. I want you to take this chicken wing. Give me your hand here. It's not hard. Take the chicken wing, it's soft, and use it as a suppository. Leave it in for 10 minutes. It'll take you out of your misery. Go behind that truck. You'll be hidden. Go ahead. Tell her to go. You know what's good about that suppository? When she farts, it's going to smell like southern fried chicken. You hold that in your heart. You know those city folk? They just don't know how.
How to what?
Everything.
Look at that! Look! You know!
Smart alecky bad manners, you can forgive that. But now wastefulness, that's a sin.
Oh my God.
You know, they ain't nothing but the devil's play birdies.
That plane's gonna take me to Brazil.
Listen, I'm not ready to let you go.
Well, I
need you here. Need you right here now.
You sure?
Yeah, I'm sure. You just tell that plane we don't want you going nowhere, especially to Brazil.
Well, there's a lot of monkeys down there. You know what you can do with them?
Yeah, but
think about it.
Hey, you want to take me with you? We both go to Brazil.
Okay.
Play with monkeys, huh?
Play with monkeys. Put bananas in hidden places. I got diarrhea. I'll follow the rules.
What you have to understand
drunk,
is...
Drunk, you want to make sure that your microphone is recording.
Testing. Follow me on the Twitters at DrunkardSTL, please. Thank you so much. On the online, the www.dots.
Is there a more... Like, you know, you're a self-admitted, self-promoting whore. And Drunk, like, doesn't even have a web presence. And yet he feels it's necessary every time.
That's how he starts to go.
Check me out at Drunkard STL.
Right. It's like, you know, like I've been on it quite a few times, yeah. and I've never dropped.
You gotta throw your shit out there, man.
Well, no, I figure. I mean, we conversate on Twitter quite a bit.
Yeah.
So it's anyone who is following you and has seen enough of my posts to know whether they want to follow me or not, you know.
I was thinking about this earlier today. The people that have the fake celebrity Twitter things, and they have like 400,000 followers and stuff, that angers me so much. Because
like
one,
Charlie Sheen or whatever.
They're fucking lame. I mean, nothing they say is ever funny. It's always just hacky bullshit jokes. But two, that would piss me off so much that like people didn't know it was me saying that. I mean, I want credit for all of my not funny things. I mean, like,
right. If I'm going to strive to be funny and fail,
yeah.
At least my goddamn
name's going to be on it. I couldn't write for somebody else. I couldn't write and say I'm, you know, I'm fake Eddie Murphy. But like, no, bitch, it's me.
And I say unfunny shit too.
And I say unfunny shit all the time. I'll tell you what. My unfunny shit is just as unfunny, if not more unfunny, than all the other unfunny people. So,
and I follow a lot of unfunny people all the time.
And
like,
they're not funny, but like once every blue moon or so,
something's
they say
amusing,
something funny.
Right? Yeah,
and then you're like, Okay, and it's usually right on the day when you're about to unfollow them. And they're like, one more motherfucker. And
yeah, one more of these lame fucking canned jokes, just like, oh yeah, I've heard that a million times. Why are you even like, come on. But you're supposed to be fake Dave Chappelle, goddammit. Dave Chappelle's a goddamn genius. You're supposed to be at least...
Fake Dave Chappelle is the least funny of all of them.
I just followed him, and I already unfollowed. I saw one tweet,
You were criticizing him the other day for being unoriginal by making jokes about, lame white people.
He's like lame white people dancing. That's what it was. Like, okay.
Really, Paul? You're yelling at the guy who's fake Dave Chappelle?
Then I realized the hypocrisy in that, so I had to unfollow him. I followed him for one day. Was like, this is trash. You're horrible. Bye.
Yeah, the guy who does the fake Gary Busey, he's funny, but the rest of them are pretty fucking terrible. Napier, I wanted to play you. Our girl Rebecca Black was on Good Morning America.
The tween pop singers become a huge overnight sensation. Yeah. Coming under attack, her music video went viral after it was blasted as the worst song ever. You said that, and here's the numbers.
Fucking dweeb. But she was on Good Morning America just a couple days ago, and they were asking her what the meanest thing someone has said to her online. And I was just going to make it the opening, but I really wanted you to hear it because I know you don't listen to the podcast.
No.
So
I would never.
I figured
this
would be the only opportunity for Napier to actually hear it unless I, called him and played it over the phone. Because Napier doesn't really have much of an internet presence at all. Like, he's got a Twitter, he's got a Facebook, but he never does either of them. And, he doesn't, look. He doesn't really do anything.
We all went silent because we had to hear it. Is this not Friday?
This is fake. Goddamn fucking YouTube and their fake bullshit.
Way to have it queued up, Mike.
Yeah, way to have it queued up, Mike.
High production value.
Yeah. No, that was fake.
I think you need to hire a producer or something.
Oh my God, I gotta see this fucking guy again.
When did you realize that things were really getting out of control?
After seeing it go from 4,000 views to 70,000 views in one night, and then waking up and it was at 200,000 views.
At this point, she still had 80% dislikes.
But the song.
But people watched it.
For all the wrong reasons.
Gotta jump, gotta pet a cat. Blueberries, strawberries, so many berries.
Rolling Stone called Friday an unintentional parody of modern rock.
Hacky bullshit.
The general public has been even meaner.
I see my friend. Which one is my right hand? Which one is my
Don't you just want to punch that? I would never stop punching that guy in the face.
People have been saying online, and they're not nice.
Here we go.
No.
You'll love
Her
this.
Song Friday is the worst song I've ever heard in my entire life. Even deaf people are complaining.
Okay. It doesn't bother me.
I hate her voice.
Sounds like it does.
It's going to be stuck in my head for life. Friday, 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 OMG.
I think that's an accomplishment, Even a person that doesn't like it. It's going to be stuck in their head, so that's the point of it.
Yeah, good for you whore.
Here we go.
What's the meanest thing you've read that maybe hurt you the most?
I hope you cut yourself, and I hope you get an eating disorder so you'll look pretty, and I hope you will cut and die.
Have you cried at all throughout all of this, or are you just strong?
When I first saw all these nasty comments, I did cry. I felt like this was my fault, and I shouldn't have done this, and this is all because of me.
I'm pretty sure that is sticking with you.
That's your baby.
Napier.
You could say something meaner than that, can't you?
I thought it was insightful and mean, because the first thing I said was she's not cute enough to be a pop star.
Yeah.
And so, she's going
to get an eating disorder.
Well, I could see that happening. Right. So she's going to think that eventually. That was insightfully mean. That was good.
Yeah. I mean, you think she has...
She read it at first, and she's like, what? Fuck this guy. Yeah. And then, an hour later, she's like,
wait,
you know what? God damn it. I'm not pretty
enough
to do this.
I think I have three chins. Holy
right.
I think most importantly, she needs to get rid of the lisp, and she needs to do something with her teeth. Because she's got some weird teeth.
She seems awfully Jewy to me.
She's quite Jewy.
Is that like a character of Star Wars?
What, Jewy?
Jewy.
That was a good one, Drunk.
Sandwiches.
Did you hear about Steven Seagal running over all the chickens with his tank.
I heard something similar, but I didn't get the whole story.
Steven Seagal's currently filming the second season of his show, Lawman, in which he follows around police officers and pretends to be a cop.
I saw one clip of that. No, he gave a poor guy $10 and was like, do something with your life.
With your life. This $10 is going to change everything.
So you know where this chicken thing takes place?
No.
No.
I don't know where it is.
I'm pretty sure he's in Mississippi, isn't it?
Well, it's somewhere different now.
Oh.
But I want to say it was Arizona, but I don't know for a fact, and I'm too lazy to look it up. But
so he gets in a tank and runs over chickens?
Him and the sheriff of said town that he's filming in, they find a guy who they suspect of being involved in a cockfighting ring. And so they get in a tank and roll up to this dude's house in a tank.
Yeah.
And from
like
what
an
I
actual
understand,
tank or
like an actual tank.
Not
from
like
what
a,
I understand,
not like a SWAT team vehicle.
No, it's like a tank.
Like Soviet style.
Like a tank. Okay. Yeah. And busted into this dude's house, and somehow in all of the confusion, all of the chickens were killed. So I mean, really, if you know you're trying to stop this guy from abusing chickens, and in the process kill all the chickens, what?
So did they prove whether or not he was cockfighting?
I don't know.
I guess he's not anymore.
The evidence was all destroyed.
And I heard something about how this cost the state like $250,000 or just to blow up some chickens.
But at the same time, they'll see on TV not to start cockfighting rings, you know. So
that's
advertisement.
I mean, you
got to
spend money, you know,
killing a fly with a bazooka right there.
But you're getting the job done.
Now I've never, you know, been to a cockfight, or been part of a cockfighting ring. But is it the type of thing you need a tank to break up?
No, you wouldn't think.
I don't think they bring think like it's Mike Vick. He's a rich guy, and they didn't bring tanks to break up his dog fighting.
They probably
ring.
Just called him up, and they're like, "Hey, man, you doing something with dogs?" And he's like, maybe."
Was I not supposed to be?
He was like, "No,
you could do this."
He actually, what happens? He was like, "No, nothing with dogs." He's like, really? Because we got like your 14 closest friends who are all saying you're the guy.
Yeah.
Huh.
Oh, really? Right,
well. That's maybe we should talk to a lawyer.
Yeah, why would they do? Why would they say that? That's not right. That's not me, man. I'm
Mike Vick.
Yeah,
he's also went by the name of Ron Mexico and gave girls herpes.
For fighting chickens. What do you need to subdue a fighting chicken? Duct tape?
No, I imagine you're probably not going. I'm sure like the chickens don't attack people like you know they're evil henchmen. I don't think you're going to subdue the chickens. I think you're going to subdue the people who are.
The chickens are probably in cages.
Yeah,
well,
if you busted in, they probably wouldn't.
So
like,
if a chicken was a henchman, what would it wear?
You mean like it would depend on what the guy's initials were.
You know, a chicken.
I imagine in a black beret with like.
See, I was thinking more like
a bandolier across its chest.
The chicken.
Yeah,
yeah.
I was thinking more Iraqi garb with like the.
I heard this year was the first time on record that a chicken has killed a full-grown adult male.
Why? What did the guy do to him?
Apparently, the dude went
was
to
he
a,
trying to get his wallet.
Well, he was going to a cockfighting thing in Mexico.
Yeah.
And in Mexico, they got these little studs on their feet so that there's like metal shards coming out of their feet.
Yeah.
So this chicken jumped in front of this dude's face
that
and cut his
like
throat.
Cheating.
No, well, but all the chickens do it. It's kind of like steroids.
Oh. Yeah, they're all the chickens have these little things on their feet, these little knives.
Yeah.
And this chicken jumped in this dude's face and cut his throat.
Well, he was at the cockfighting thing?
Yeah.
Was he one of the people?
I didn't see, but it...
Fuck him.
Yeah. He's a criminal.
That's what happens when you put blades on the animal.
They're like, hey, I got this bird. I'm going to put a blade on his foot. I mean, fuck him.
Teach him to fight. I don't want to fight.
Hopefully he was the innovator of that. I mean, hopefully it was his idea. Like, he had it patented in
Mexico.
You want to
make this more bloody
like
and inhumane?
Of the knives.
More than likely it was just some dude from El Paso taking his, like, 15-year-old son to Mexico for whores and then stopped at the cockfight.
Is that where you go for whores?
You can go to Mexico
for
whores.
I'm pretty sure that's where you go for the donkey show, for sure.
Yeah.
It's when Tom Potts gets married, we're supposed to go and get a donkey show. for his bachelor party.
In Mexico?
Well, wherever we can get a donkey show. Can you get a donkey show on Craigslist, you think?
Does it have to be a donkey?
Amanda's like, over here nodding. She's like, yeah.
What about one of those Shetland ponies?
Like a chick will blow a horse. Is that good enough, or it has to be a donkey?
I think as long as we see some like four-legged
some
beast
kind of
on chick
of some sort,
it just has to be
so
like.
Hold on a second. So now we're getting down to the nitty-gritty. We can get like a dog or something. We can just find that anyway.
It would have to be a big dog. I don't want to see like an average-sized dog.
And it
chick.
Has to be a woman performing sexual acts on the animal, right? I mean, I gotta sit around.
I mean, I guess it doesn't really matter. I'm hoping it doesn't arouse me.
Yeah, I guess you don't do it for arousal. You do it because you want.
Right, wouldn't
oh
that
my
be
God,
awkward?
That dude's blowing a fucking
wouldn't
boat.
That be awkward if like you like went to this and you're like, yeah, so I'm a regular guy, and then like you just learned, oh shit, I really love
this
donkey
is,
porn. Like
this is
holy fuck, I didn't even know.
Strangely erotic.
I have the weirdest.
I've never
right
been
now,
this
guys.
Turned on in my life. Oh my God. Like, that'd be a horrible...
You just can't handle it. You gotta, like, jump off and start blowing the donkey.
For the rest, of, for the rest of your life, you're, like, blaming this guy. Fuck you and your bachelor party.
I no,
discovered
I
my love
dick.
Of dogs.
That would have to be somewhere involved in your best man speech.
Right.
Be like, at the bachelor party, I learned I loved donkey sex, and I've never been the same.
To cleanse
thanks, buddy. I love you.
Thanks. To cleanse my sin, I ripped out all my pubic hair by hand.
Boom! Napier grenade. It's the Napier grenade.
Wee!
Paul, you said you had a story.
Yeah, so as we talk...
Wait. I have to get over this Napier thing real quick.
You did...
Okay, go ahead. Your story.
Before I start... If you rip all your pubic hair out by hand,
yeah,
are you doing it? Like all right, is this one handful? Just, or are you like going through and
however,
like,
however you can do it is however it's
which
done.
Would be worse?
I think he's jackass in 3D and with the super glue just.
Oh yeah, yeah, super glue rips hair off bodies really easily. Apparently, yeah. So yeah. Anyway, you know, we discussed last week. We work in phone farms. It's a modern factory.
Yep.
And. I had a call the other day. It's like an hour-long call, and our calls are supposed to be 5 minutes long or under. And we basically get paid off that now. If it's not, we don't get a bonus or whatever. And I got a call from a guy, and the call started off. And the first thing I noticed was he talked kind of funny. And
can I interrupt you right there for a second? So you say you get paid by this. So if it's past 5 minutes, it doesn't matter how long it is past that?
No, it's an average of your calls for the month.
Okay.
So if my calls for the month have to average.
So
this
dude just fucked your whole month up, though.
Well, he didn't really, because, I have a lot of short calls, too.
Yeah, it's an average.
It's an average. But, like, an hour-long call is going to put my month average up by 10, 15 seconds. So it is significant. But, so this guy... He calls and he's having problems enrolling in the online banking, and it's a relatively simple process. Takes approximately 2 minutes if you can type and if you can read and comprehend, and it's not a big deal. I didn't know there was going to be any problem, but he's having a lot of issues. I start to suspect something when he tells me that he lives on his own, and I don't want to offend anyone, but
really,
right? Yeah, exactly. Like, why did I even say it? But he sounded a bit retarded, and he's like, I live on my own. I'm like, well, that's cool, buddy. Let's get on with this. We're already at like 10 minutes at this point. He's wasting my time. The clock is ticking.
Let me stop you real quick, Paul. Are you making fun of retards? Because that'll just push this show over the edge if we start making fun of retards.
We can edit this out later.
Okay,
if you find it's too offensive.
I mean, I don't know if that's something that we could get away with. Let's talk about retards.
Exactly.
Okay, go ahead.
We're not making fun of them. We're relating a story.
Okay.
Right. This isn't making fun of anybody.
Because I'm not making fun of. Because later I feel very bad in the story.
Yeah. I mean, this is pretty highbrow shit. So you start going after retards, and we're gonna
maybe
lose
this
our
is
core
my
demographic.
Yeah, black
that's
people
true.
Are Mexicans. That's
true.
One thing, dude. That is one thing.
We
okay.
can't alienate the retards.
Then we wouldn't have any listeners.
You think anybody that's ever listened to this is like, whoa?
No, that's
they start
it.
Messing with retards. I'm done. I mean, rape aids and all that. Whoa. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Another show.
There is a moral. You know,
yeah, it's
a, okay.
This is more a moral story.
I'll try to find
it's a dilemma
I'll
that
try
I had.
To find the music.
So he tells me I live on my own. I'm like, well, that's good, buddy. You know, great. You know, at this point, I'm getting pretty short. I'm annoyed. He's taking too long, and I'm being an asshole, but I'm not enough of an asshole to like request a supervisor. Just you know, being a curt dick. And so he gets to things. And the second hint, other than his voice and that he lived on his own, he's like, starts asking me to read the big words. So what does the page say? He says, E-L-E, I say, electronic records disclosure? Yeah, that's it. Okay, good, you know. And now I start, like, snapping at him every time he, like, asks a question. Because I'm like, what the fuck? Did you really just ask me? You just spelled out electronic, you know? You can't get that on your own? It's probably about this time that I mute my microphone, and I just lose my shit. You dumb motherfucker! I can't believe you even live! What the fuck is wrong with you, you stupid piece of shit! What the fuck? And I'm going off. And then, you know, he'll ask a question, and so I unmute him, and I said, sorry, sir, what was that? And he asked me, how do you spell Michael? Or he said, do you know how to spell Michael? I said, yeah, yes I do. He said, can you spell it for me? I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? This guy's asking me to spell Michael. It's like, what do you need that for? I want to make my username Michael Jackson. Nice. So then, when he said, the way he said Michael Jackson, the love with which he expressed through Michael Jackson, I knew something was up. And I said, oh yeah? He said, yeah, I have all these pictures of Michael Jackson on my wall, and the only thing I can remember for my password and username is Michael Jackson. So I spell Michael for him. And he says, go on. Excuse me? Jackson. I was like, okay. So I spell Jackson for him. And this guy just, you know, at this point, I've really put it together. But the clock is reading 20 minutes. So I guess I got to ask you guys, like, who's more retarded? This guy? For, you know, he's clearly retarded. He's having me read big words and whatnot. Or me for not knowing that this guy was retarded until, like, 20 minutes into the call. And after I totally lost my shit and went off and, like, called him the scum of the earth, not to his face, but I yelled these things into the phone with it on mute, angrily. I threw my headset down at one point. Like, I can't fucking talk to this guy. Ah, fuck! I throw my shit, you know. And so then, I learn he's retarded. And I'm just like, oh, my God. And so now I'm buddy-buddy with him. I'm like, you doing all right there, guy? You need anything from me? You know, like, and now, like, so then I'm stuck on the phone for, like, another complete hour. Like, and it's just, it fucks everything up for the month. I'm not going to get $1.30 extra. I'm only going to get $1 and all this, you know. But, man, I felt like a horrible person because I had gone off so much on this man. And I hated him with all my heart. I really hated him. Like, if at that one moment while I was flipping out and throwing my headset, somebody would have said, do you want him to die? And it would have happened. I would have said, fuck yeah! Kill that motherfucker now! So he will get off my phone.
See,
and then it would have happened, and they'd be like, by the way, he was retarded. Oh man, I couldn't live with that. You know, that would have been a bad thing.
So like, if you would have put the retard to death,
right?
You would have felt
I'm just
bad.
Saying, like, that's like, you know, that's what's going through my head. It fucked my whole day up, you know.
See, I'm a more horrible person myself. 5 minutes into that conversation, I've been like, let me put you on hold.
I think
disconnect.
Move. Yeah, that's why you only work there for like 3 months.
Let the next person take care of this motherfucker.
And I never fixed it. He never got in. An hour and 20 minutes into it, I had sent him to the store. I sent him to the branch. Sorry, you have to go in there. Someone's
your team lead's going to be talking to you about
that. Someone's
going
to physically have to walk you through this because you can't get it. Oh, I mean, he was clicking on the wrong things. I'm like, that's not what I told you to click on, sir. Sir, that's not what I told you to click on. No, I said click on this. Like, that's how I'm talking to this guy, and he's retarded. It was just, you know.
The problem is
sad. I felt really horrible.
Well, actually, you know, if you're, you know, over-enunciating words and you're, you know, doing all that to be a dickhead, you're actually probably helping him understand what
Maybe
you're saying.
He's like, this is the best customer service agent ever. As soon as I click the wrong thing, he tells me, like, you click the wrong thing, sir.
If you're, like, slowing it down, I'm like, look, buddy.
And that's how it was.
You need to click this, sir. He's like,
Wow. I've never had someone put it so clearly to me, right?
This is the greatest guy ever.
That's how I should think of it.
Did you ever have prank calls back on the Comcast?
No, I never did.
I did.
Not that I think, I don't think so.
I had prank calls. I had people who would prank call into their cable company.
Is this thing on Napier's ear not bothering anybody else?
Is it on me?
Because Mike said something. Is it just me sitting here? Like,
I can't see it from where I'm at.
Okay.
Me neither.
He's got one of these headset things on his face.
He's simulcasting this right now.
I'm just waiting for him to like put his finger up like he's talking to somebody else, like when I'm asking him a question. Why are you doing what you're doing? Oh, my God. I want to stab you with so many things. I want to find new, sharp things to stab you with.
The only reason I have this in now is because you said something.
Oh,
had you not said something, this would have been out like half an hour ago.
Like, that thing should never leave your car. Ever. Yes. All four of these knitting needles, I want to stab you in the face.
And they're sharp enough to go in, but not so sharp that it's just going to not hurt when it goes in, you know?
What are you saying?
He wants it to be painful.
Oh, okay. But then you break it off.
Because, I mean, if you get those little, like, acupuncture needles, you could, like, shove it 6 inches into his gut. He'll be all right.
Yeah.
It's a tiny needle. He'll bleed, like, a little dot, you know?
Oh, my God. So,
this thing's staying on
the
entire day.
Have you noticed that Amanda is, like, narrating the conversation with her facial expression?
Yeah, she is.
It's brilliant. It's great.
We should just like videotape her to like.
Yeah, we'll have.
You know, like audio commentary. She'll be like the video commentary for the audio podcast. Yeah.
Or for deaf people to know when they should be offended.
Yeah, exactly.
We haven't made fun of the deaf. Well, we've made fun of
not deaf, nigga. Deaf.
Deaf. Yeah, we haven't really made fun of the deaf. Paul, I mean, you're the one making.
Well, it's not like they're gonna hear us.
The key to making fun of the deaf is the good deaf. Well, there's two keys really. One is the fake sign language.
Yeah,
and you got as you speak, you got to make sure that the signs go with the way you're talking.
Even though all you're doing is pointing
bullshit,
up and then like and then doing you do, like
you
the A-OK.
Right. You do a, I know this is J, so I throw
up,
that in there occasionally,
up,
you know.
A-OK. Up with your pinky, A-OK.
Right. So that and then the good deaf voice. And I don't have a good one. But my friend in middle school had, like, a great deaf voice.
Yeah.
And
Napier, you have a good deaf voice, don't you?
No.
Like, Mata Hummel Hummel?
Do your impression of deaf people like you do your impression of everything else.
Hey, guys, how's it going?
I can't hear you.
You also have to say, I'm deaf. Or
I'm deaf.
There you go. Brilliant.
My name is Paul. I can speak a little bit, but I cannot hear at all.
Yeah.
That's my deaf voice.
That's not bad. You even kind of got a little...
Is it kind of like your retard voice, too?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, your
no,
retard
the retard voice doesn't have the same type of...
Same.
Yeah, it's just not quite the same.
Same.
You know, it's just a little different.
Okay, now do like a Pakistani guy who knows very little English, but is trying to speak English.
Whenever you say Pakistani guy, all I can think is, hey, buddy! Hey, buddy! Hey, buddy! Hey, buddy!
Paul's better at impressions than you are.
I have one voice.
Yeah?
It's monotone and dry and angry.
Can you do a retard impression like your deaf impression?
No, it will be exactly the same.
Well, let's hear it.
No.
Well, I want to hear
it. It'll be silly and bad.
Let's just hear it.
No.
All right. So, do you think English deaf people have an accent?
I don't know.
They sound like nails on a chalkboard.
Huh.
Tip Cheerio. I don't. It sounds like regular British.
Well, have you ever noticed that, like, British people when they sing don't have British accents?
Oh, yeah, they sound completely American.
Like the chick from Garbage. I mean, like, you hear her, she sounds like something out of Braveheart,
when she talks. John Lennon, same way.
Right. I mean, like, you know, they don't sing with accents. How did...
The Oasis guys kind of did.
Yeah,
a little bit. Like, they said
bit.
Some words funny. You're like, what?
Like, supernova. They kind of put, supernova.
Nova.
It's supernova. Nova.
Supernova.
Yeah. Champagne
supernova.
Supernova.
Bear Grylls and shit. That's my shit.
So, you wanted to talk about Jesus?
Yeah, well, you know, there's lots of different Jesuses.
You mean, like different eras of Jesus?
Well, I mean...
Yeah, let's start with different eras of Jesus.
What do you mean by different Jesuses? Isn't there...
Well, you got Raptor Jesus and, like, all kinds of
Jesus. Did
you
say Raptor Jesus?
Yeah. You've never heard of Raptor Jesus?
You mean, like a dinosaur that's Jesus?
Yeah.
You just made that up.
No,
it's awesome.
Does he have a beard?
No.
He's a raptor.
He's got a crown of thorns, though.
Yeah.
He does have a crown of thorns.
And one of those vest things.
You guys just blew my mind. What is
you need to look up, do a Google image search for Raptor Jesus.
Raptor Jesus?
Yeah.
That's all it
but
is.
But what does Raptor Jesus do?
Raptor Jesus is awesome.
He does have a...
Does he have like some funny catchphrase?
Oh, he has lots of funny catchphrases, of course.
He does?
It's a full-blown like meme.
Come on now.
My favorite is where he holds a...
I can't believe you don't know what Raptor Jesus is.
I've never heard of Raptor Jesus. This is a first for me.
See if you can find the one where Raptor Jesus is holding a lamb.
Raptor Jesus died for our sins. I know that.
I thought he killed for our sins.
I don't know, there's a lot... I'm sure Raptor Jesus did a lot of things.
There you go.
Oh, yeah, well, you can learn all
Raptor about. Jesus went extinct for your
That's
sins.
That's what it is. He went extinct for our sins.
Wow.
You have to read the captions on these. Okay, look at that one in the middle where it has Raptor Jesus. No, down. To the right. Up.
That's right, Allah right. Jesus.
Allah Jesus.
Read that one.
Okay. Have I never heard of Raptor Jesus?
Because you're sheltered. Oh, whore. You can't see what he's saying.
Don't you hate
Raptor Jesus. Nowhere in the Bible does it say that Jesus was not a raptor. That's true. At no point does it specify that Jesus is, like, not...
It doesn't specifically say he's not a raptor.
Right. Huh. I'd never thought of that. Maybe we should just worship him.
Raptor Jesus?
Why not? So, your other question that you asked on Twitter and that you're going to ask, who is your favorite Jesus? Raptor Jesus
is now my favorite Jesus.
I mean, like, I had answers before, but that was before I knew that Raptor Jesus existed.
And now that you're well-informed.
Right, and now I'm converted to Raptor Jesusism.
Raptor Jesus is powerful.
I like the amoral Jesus.
I don't know this Jesus.
Okay, there are these like little like hand-drawn pictures of Jesus with somebody else, and it's obvious that the person, like, whoever drew these meant to draw them with some message on. Like, there's
an old
lady.
Okay, now I know what you're talking about.
Like, the one where this dude is shooting up heroin into his arm, and then it has a picture of Jesus, like, forming into the dude's arm, and it was supposed to be, whenever you do heroin, you harm Jesus, or something like that, but the caption actually read, whenever you do Jesus, or whatever you do heroin, Jesus does some too.
Huh.
Yeah, but, you know, there's lots of different Jesuses. Now, you know, your favorite is Raptor Jesus. But
right.
There's like, Buddy Christ. But now talking about the actual...
Jesus himself.
The actual fictional Jesus.
Born in Bethlehem.
You know, he's, I think he might be a real person. The science has kind of said he could have existed. There was a guy named Jesus, possibly.
I mean, you know.
But...
why not?
So, like,
there's
you
a
know,
bunch of dudes named
you
Jesus
hear about
now.
Jesus when he was a baby. It's like the Christmas Jesus. Everyone loves the Christmas Jesus. That's,
yeah.
That's Ricky Bobby's favorite favorite Jesus.
Baby
you get young
Jesus,
child
like in
Jesus.
The, yeah. Okay.
Wait, I don't know too much.
But he, you know what? I've seen a lot of babies lately, and babies don't really do anything.
How do they know he was Jesus at that point?
They just lay there. I mean, they're fucking boring.
Which one?
They just... You know, spit on themselves and I mean,
more of a reason for him to be your favorite Jesus. He don't say nothing. He just sits there and shuts the fuck up.
Well, yeah. Baby Jesus doesn't judge.
And like fucking
baby Jesus does not judge.
Baby Jesus loves you no matter what.
People are gonna come visit baby Jesus and be like, "Holy shit, it's baby Jesus!" And I mean, like fucking. He didn't do anything. I mean, wouldn't you be bummed out if you took that big long walk to go see baby Jesus, and then he didn't do a fucking thing but lay there and look at you? Like, hey, I'm a baby. Great. I see babies all the fucking time. I'm sorry.
No, I feel you there. But what if you saw, like, the baby Jesus shit himself?
Yeah.
And then, like, 30 years later, he's big fucking deal. You're like, I saw that guy shit himself.
I was there
first time. Yeah.
He was there. Underneath the star, David.
But I see Drunk is saying, you know, he's the least judgmental. He doesn't really have any rules at that point.
Right.
You can be, baby Jesus is a baby. He loves everybody.
Since he's, you know, special and all, was he born with some kind of knowledge?
Like being able to talk out the womb.
Like as a baby, like came out and he was like, dude, All right, some of this shit's going to have to, you know, we're going to have to do something.
I think he had a regular life.
Yeah.
Yeah, and, you know, he was...
And at some point, he's just like, hey, you know what? I'm fucking Jesus.
Well, God probably talked to him. I'm the son of God. He's the son of God. You know.
Aren't we all sons of God?
We are, technically.
Some are better than others.
Well, when they say technically.
Yeah, but I mean, like, to say Jesus is the son of God, aren't you the son of God? I mean, like, if Jesus created all of us, then in some way we're all kind of the sons of God, right?
I think we're stepsons of God.
Oh.
We're like the ant farm of God. You know?
The ant farm.
Like, he was his son, and he sent us to live amongst his little, like...
I still say we're God's Xbox.
Right, right. He sent us...
You think
he's just watching.
Sent his son in there to, like, shake shit up, like we weren't moving around enough? Well, like we weren't building enough little, you know.
No, he was the hacker.
He came in
to fuck up his shit. Like God was like, man, I need some cheat codes. Oh, I found one. I'm gonna put my seed in this whore.
Jesus was God's cheat code.
Yep.
God was getting angry because there's all the other gods. He's like, Jesus, show these fuckers what's up.
Go take care of this.
What if you were playing a game and you know when you play a game, they got the text and then. The name that you've inserted, and it's obviously inserted everywhere, like on an RPG. That just pisses you off. Especially if the game got it wrong, that would piss you off even more. Like, fuck you, I'm playing. Not this one motherfucker. I don't even know who the shitbag is.
See, but the thing with all that is, like, if he was, like, obviously, like, born out of, a broad and like, you know, lived his whole life and just eventually became Jesus... It would be, like, you know, so much more convincing if, like, you know, it started when he was 30.
I just want to point this out.
Look, I came down, 30-year-old dude, knew everything. But, I mean, like, he was born a baby.
That would be more convincing. I agree.
He's born a baby.
Holy shit, this guy just appeared.
He lived his whole life, and then all of a sudden, he's
bearded
Jesus.
Man.
You know?
So what, I guess we were talking about this just a little bit earlier, like, you know, you hear about Jesus as a baby, and then there's, like, the 30-year-old Jesus who's, like, doing miracles, and he's healing people.
Yeah.
And then there's zombie Jesus who's, like, you know, he's died.
Making you touch his hands and shit.
Yeah.
Creepy ass.
He, like, came back, and he's all, like, you know, I'm back, bitch.
But then you never hear about the, like 18-year-old
Jesus.
Jesus,
maybe that's because
like having night boners.
All teenagers are assholes and, like, awkward and stuff, and they don't want that portrayal of Jesus to be out there.
Maybe,
and
like, he raped a classmate or something. They don't want to talk about it.
And then, like, you know,
I don't think he had to rape him. I think he busted out the god cock, and then they fucking came. You know?
Exactly.
Oh yeah, just like hit him in the face with it.
Well, he like could. I mean, he could control minds, right?
Maybe it's like you know, like when the prisoners go to like jail and stuff, and like they find God in jail. You know, like afterwards, maybe like you know, maybe he was like a real fucking like. Douchebag when he was a teenager, and you know, then like when he hit his 30s, he's like, "Man, I gotta turn this shit around."
Yeah, he's like, what am I doing with my life?
I gotta make this work for me. And that's when you know, God was like, "Hey, you're my son. Quit being an asshole."
Then he had to do some really good shit to get everyone on his side. Yeah. He's already been such a cocksucker. He's like, "Well, let me turn water into wine.
Yeah,
let me make some bread for everybody.
Let me heal you sick people. You know, shit like that."
He had to make up. He couldn't have just been like, "Okay, I'm just going to
be like,
okay,
hey guys, I'm the son of God now." I'd be like, "Dude, fuck you."
Oh, he didn't say he was the son of God now. Oh, when he was 18, he was pulling that card out everywhere.
Everybody knew he was.
Do you know who I am? I'm the son of fucking God.
You hit me in the kneecap with your walking stick. Asshole.
You don't believe me? I turned you blind.
He's killing people left and right. Yeah. You know, he's
rush hour traffic, fucking taking the wagon out off the hinges and shit.
He looked pretty hippie-ish, you know? So I'm sure at 18 he was like, you know, turning wheat into marijuana or whatever.
Something like that.
Right. Water into wine.
I just want to
point
this out.
Maybe heroin, as we talked earlier. Maybe he did kind of look skinny. He's pretty emaciated. How do you say that
word?
There
wasn't really a whole lot of fat people back then, was there?
I guess it was pretty
hard.
Yeah, there's
a lot of walking, you know?
Yeah.
If all you had to do was walk all goddamn day, you'd probably be pretty skinny yourself.
You're probably right.
I probably would be, too.
Yeah.
Fit.
And, like, they didn't, like, wear shirts.
Lazy Americans couldn't survive back in the day, for sure.
If they just said tomorrow, hey, guys... This whole clothing thing, we're over it. Just, if you want to be naked, just be naked. Go to work naked. Do whatever you got to do. Just, you know, whatever. Do you think that would catch on and people would just start walking around naked? Or you
I hope to God not.
Yeah, I don't think
so. I've smelled crotch before, and I'd hate for there not to be a barrier.
When?
At Pizza Hut.
You smelled crotch at Pizza Hut?
Yeah.
So somebody was like, hey.
No, they didn't have to. They were walking around with their
crotch
stank.
How do you know
stank.
It was crotch?
You've never smelled nasty. You just, smelled Eric.
I'm just.
You could smell his dick.
I'm just.
You could smell his balls.
I don't think I've ever had a friend where I could just smell their balls through their pants. They would not be my friend long.
That is,
and
quite
I've got
the,
a homeless
stink.
Friend.
Yeah, you keep talking about your homeless friend. How's your homeless friend doing?
You know.
Do I know your homeless friend?
You might have met him, but I don't think you know him.
Oh.
He's just recently homeless.
Yeah.
And he's been in and out of, like, rehab.
Depression clinic, yeah.
Depression clinic. Yeah, he tried.
Depression clinic.
Yeah, he, like, tried to kill himself
guess
and stuff.
The whole homeless thing's probably a setback.
Right, well.
Being depressed thing. I'm sure that doesn't help anything.
I'm pretty sure that's why he went back the second time, because he couldn't find a place to stay.
They have a free place to stay, too.
Yeah.
So.
Oh. So you just make up something so you have somewhere to stay?
Well.
You're like, dude, I'm depressed.
Well, I think he stayed at Salvation Army and shelters and things. I gave him 2 nights. Yeah. But after that, I was like, no, dude. Not my problem. You're homeless.
Exactly.
You need to learn how to be homeless.
Yeah.
There's strategies and things, right?
Look, motherfucker, we were all born with a bootstrap.
I thought
needs you
to be tied
up a little tighter.
More than I do, dude.
Go down to McDonald's and fucking Lindbergh and just... You know, McDonald and 270. Get a sign. You need to fucking develop some survival strategies.
I don't.
Well, I read on the internet some dude in Arizona made $40,000 last year. Just fucking give me money on the side of the street.
I don't ever imagine those guys actually making anything.
See, I think if I could come up with clever enough signs.
See,
you know, it's all about the sign.
There's a comedian. I don't remember who it was that said that. You know, if you have a clever sign, you haven't been homeless for long enough.
That's probably true.
Oh no, that was that Chris Rock song, No Sex in the Champagne.
Was it?
If you have a clever sign, you haven't been homeless for very long. Homeless people are too hungry to be funny.
See, I was thinking I could be. I think I'd be clever enough to at least get a sandwich a day, soda. You know,
so you're like, I like your sign. Here's a sandwich.
Yeah, I think the only times I ever give those guys money if like their sign literally makes me laugh.
Yeah,
you know.
Well, the thing about a sandwich is though, like, I mean, like, are you saying that they hand you a sandwich? I don't know.
No,
if
like
I
a couple
a
bucks.
Stranger's sandwich.
A couple bucks.
Okay.
A dollar.
Okay.
You know. Well, I mean,
if somebody threw a sandwich.
You got to think that
I'd be way too weary to eat that sandwich. I'd be like. Why is this guy throwing a sandwich?
Didn't you have a homeless cookie or something like that?
I would
that?
Be a really bad homeless person. Oh, yeah. I don't know if have I told this story on the podcast or not about the cookies?
I don't know.
Oh, the homeless cookies. Yeah, you did.
I did?
Yeah.
Yeah, so you gave that to someone else, right?
Well, hell, we have 18 minutes to kill.
Do you ever feel like Scrooge whenever you see a homeless man at the side of like
Never.
A, off an on-ramp? Like
not a dime back.
Whenever you look for like... What the fuck? My taxes go to homeless shelters. Why the fuck isn't he there? What do I got to give him a dollar?
Yeah.
That's kind of how I felt. Like, I gave this guy 2 nights to stay there. Then I'm like, well, there's,
you
like, programs for people like you. Like, there's things for you to go. They have places.
Nights.
Exactly.
You can go get away guilt-free.
Someone was buying him prescription medicine and phone, like, minutes and things. So, I mean,
yeah.
Like, he had somebody was giving him money. He had his father and whatnot. So, like, why has he got to stay with me?
I don't know. So, where are his parents? Why aren't his parents helping him?
Well, his mom died.
Oh, well, that's a bummer.
Yeah. Well, that's, you know, his mom died. And
started the tailspin.
Then his grandma went into the nursing home because she, like, went senile, and they had no will. So, like, instead of him getting to live in the house that he had lived in both of them with, his uncle's suing him and kicking him out of the house, and all the money his mom and grandma had, which he used to live off of because he took care of them, he can't touch anymore.
So, oh, because he's being sued? Because
he's being sued.
Yeah.
And he can't live at the house anymore because he's being sued.
Hmm.
And, yeah. But the guy hasn't had... It's like he hasn't had a job in a year. Like, he hasn't tried to get a job. He's not helping his case out.
Because he's just living off of
right.
what he had.
Right.
Well, that's a major downer. You need to, like, talk about something funny or something.
Well, it's funny.
It's not me.
Oh, okay. Well, you want to hear the funny part?
Oh,
so, like,
okay.
so
there is a funny part.
It's kind of funny to me.
Depends on your sense of humor, really.
I've had some battles with depression. You know, I'm not the most together guy out there.
Sure,
so, like,
sure.
I'm like, I could see this happening to me, but not really because I like, you know, I don't burn all my bridges. I have family connections and I have friends that would help me and all this, but. you know, I didn't want to get sucked down into this. Because he has a way of sucking you. He, like, came over to my house for 3 months straight, eating dinner, the dinner me and my wife cooked every night. Like, we fed him. And, like, so we had, like, spent a lot. And it was, like, at the point, it was like, we can't really hang out with you this often anymore. It's costing us too much money. We can't always be buying you dinner and giving you drinks and things like this.
Mm-hmm.
So we, you know,
drinking all our Red Bull, liquor, and all smoke. So I'm like,
if he stays here
shit.
For too long, he's gonna stay here forever, and he's gonna suck me down into this,
right?
And so he smokes he asks
weed
for a ride
fast with him around all
right.
the time.
Yeah, he smokes weed. He requests it. He'll be sitting there, and you're smoking. And he'll be like, "Can I hit that?"
Trying to get my buzz on.
Right? And you're like, "Well, you don't have any money or a job. Why should you? I pay a lot
Let
of money
Let me get a
for
cigarette,
this.
Dude.
This is my like." This is the thing I get, you know?
This is what I do after work because I don't like my job. How about you get a job you don't like?
Right,
and then you can smoke weed.
Yeah, exactly.
And then we have something to talk about.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, job work sucks, you know? Fucking. Yeah. But no, so...
Man, you know what sucks? Doing nothing all day.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that must suck, dude. Oh, no, I mean, he's like going to the casino and all the time. He was making really bad decisions. So, like, you can't feel too bad
for him.
I'm
a professional gambler, dude.
Yeah, he talked about being a professional gambler.
He was talking about
with his mom and grandma's money. So, of course, this person getting sued, this person suing him, like, got a huge case.
As you continue to talk, I'm almost, like, rooting against this guy. Yeah, like, I'm hoping he stays homeless.
It is so funny because he's
tell
like,
me something positive.
By my approximation, I can do this for about 2 years before I get a job. It's like, why would that even cross your mind, man?
Well, see, that's why we don't. That's why it's still kind of funny.
Tell me something positive about this guy, so I'm not rooting for him to stay homeless.
That's the
funny
part.
I think genuinely, he's a good guy.
Okay. Now and I understand his uncle. Like, I would think, like, dude, what a piece of shit uncle. Then, like, oh,
his
he's
uncle's
gambling
definitely a
away
cocksucker.
All of his family's money.
Yeah,
fuck that dude.
But at the same time, right? He's taking grandma to the boat while she's senile, and she's spending $2,000 a week at the boat. And it's like, whoa, why is all her money going so quickly? Oh, because old boy's out here just taking her to the boat, and he's not doesn't have a job. He's
oh, well, now he's a shitbag. I would not have given him lunch. I would have given him a soda and some shoe strings.
Take
it out to the fucking tree,
I
dude.
I bet he has one of those ear things.
He probably
does.
He doesn't anymore.
Okay.
He's homeless, but
he would be
iPhone.
The type who would.
Oh, yeah.
It's no minutes. It's turned off, but like he charges it, so he still has the iPod and everything.
Oh, okay.
So he's a stylist.
And like he'll go to a Starbucks and poach their fucking
Wi-Fi.
Yeah,
So I take him to Denny's one day. He's like, they got all you can eat pancakes. I'll sit there for 6 hours, eat breakfast, lunch, and dinner. You know. I'm like, okay. But all morning he sat there and just smoked weed, and I'm like, well, I have to go to work now, so I'm going to...
Smoke weed at Denny's?
At my house.
Oh, okay.
This is before I go to work.
I was going
to
say.
And so I close, you know, I'm like, well, we have to go now. I got to go to work, so you can't stay here. I'm going to lock the door. We're going to go.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, well, can you give me a ride to Denny's? I'm like, well, I guess, but you should have said something like, you know, 15 minutes ago so I could just take you there. So in the hurry to clean out my car, which is a pigsty... I throw away like a 7-page handwritten paper for school that I had not yet typed.
Yeah.
I had written it at work because I can't type anything there. And so like, he fucked me up even though I kicked him out. He dragged me down into
downward spiral.
Christ, I knew he'd get me. There you go. Now you're left. Move on.
Oh, okay.
Next topic, please.
I have a question. I was reading something in a magazine about a woman who she was a like a major like grew up Muslim and eventually moved to America and became an atheist. And in telling her story, it really pissed off the Muslims. And one of the guys, she made like a short film with a guy, and a Muslim killed the guy and stabbed him in the heart with a 7-page handwritten letter to her saying that they're going to kill her too. Now, she wrote a book, and I was curious. I was like, oh, well, maybe I'll check this book out. Pirated it off the internet. Now, here's my question. Would the Muslims be upset with me for pirating her book off the internet? Or would they be like, well, hey, cool, you know, you didn't... You know, buy
at least
book.
You didn't pay it.
Yeah, at least you didn't, you know, support her and her, you know, bullshit. So my question is, am I cool with the Muslims or do I need to delete it?
I can honestly say I don't care what they think either way about it.
Well, yeah, but
That's deep shit, Mike.
Well, yeah, but I'm just asking, you know, for prosperity's sake, you know.
Well, I don't believe the Muslims believe in, like, pirated anything, do they?
I don't know.
Well, how do you get... the thoughts of somebody who doesn't have the internet on piracy?
Right, exactly. I mean,
yeah,
like,
what the fuck do they care?
Well, all they should do is just put, like, she should have put a naked bitch on the front of her book. Boom, problem solved. They will never read it.
Yeah. Well, yeah, but I mean, like, the whole book is, so, I mean, is it the content of the book? So, like, if I read it, then I'm a bad guy, too? Or is it cool since I didn't buy it?
No, because you can read it and disagree. If you read it and you're like, wow.
Yeah, I guess one of them had to buy it, right?
Right.
At least one.
Or pirate it.
Yeah, they probably didn't buy it.
You don't think they bought it?
They got a sign.
They checked it out from the Islam library or something?
I don't think they have too many of those.
You don't think?
No.
Well, you know, you asked me the other day to why I hadn't put a link to the podcast on my blog, and it's to maintain your Islamic relations.
You think that's what it is?
Right. I've got 30 hate comments and
Draw Muhammad Day or something.
Right.
Maybe that's how we can get some attention.
Get some traffic.
Just like every week, we'll post a picture of Muhammad that we drew and be like, hey, come check out.
Hey, hits or hits? Hits or hits?
only bad publicity is no publicity at all.
Ooh. You got a lot of traffic on your blog when you drew Muhammad, didn't you?
I was probably my second most popular article, next to the adult babies and furries article. People love adult babies.
Yeah? So that was your second... you said hits or hits, and I thought I would mention when I posted this, the most recent I just number them. So the last one was WFOD 41, and when I posted it, as soon as I posted it, I went to the website, and it had 173 views. I was like, wait.
It's going viral! It's going viral!
I posted this 8 seconds ago. There's no way 173 people have already looked at this.
So there wasn't a moment where you're like, okay, this is it. This is the bump.
I'm Mark Zuckerberg, bitch. We're doing this.
I was
8 seconds, 175 people. You did the math real quick. You're like, oh my God, in an hour.
My immediate reaction was, well, that wasn't our best show. I hope that's not the one that people are listening to.
You're like, oh man, Drunk has a lot of followers. I didn't realize people.
No, the last one wasn't one that Drunk was on.
Well, I'm just saying, whoever was on there, you're like, oh, they brought their own fans.
Yeah, but all week I'm going, is Podbean broken? And I kept going back and checking, and I was like, it's like 202 now. I mean, like it started off at 173. This is bullshit. What's going on? And finally, it hit me. Episode 4 was the episode that me and Napier got in trouble for because we talked about somebody's vagina.
Somebody who has my telephone number.
And somebody was really upset that we talked about her vagina.
Incredibly upset.
Incredibly upset to the point of tears. And Napier
and threatening to disown me.
Napier called me late at night, and he goes...
You're giving clues out now.
Napier called me and goes...
It's not a secret if she's listening. This isn't a secret.
Well, I think it's funny that,
hey, Mike, could you maybe take down Little Podcast and take out the parts about so-and-so's vagina? She's really upset that I talked about her vagina. And so I was like... at first I was defiant, and I was like, no, I'm not editing our words,
I'm an artist, goddammit! It's
true to your
I was like, you can't silence me, I have shit to say! Then I thought about it, I was like, dude...
We're not gonna take it!
I was like, dude, 10 people listen to this. Who really gives a shit? So I went back in and I took it out. But
right, with one of those 10... You talked about her vagina. How could you do that? That was thoughtless.
And then in episode 7, I wrote about 15 songs about her vagina, and we played those.
Those were okay, though.
No, those weren't okay either.
But they're still up.
But they're still there. So anyway,
so you did take an artistic stand at one point. You're like, fuck
it.
So
I stuck it to the man because that's what you got to do sometimes. But anyway, so when I changed episode 4, I couldn't re-upload it as episode 4 again, so I uploaded it as 4-1. So when we did episode 41, it showed up 173 views because the MP3 file, 41, had that many views already, which 173, hey, you know, cool. But then again, that was over a year ago, so I guess by now it should have 173 views. But
I've listened to it 164 times, yeah. So I mean, shit.
You know, I keep saying, I keep going with what I said that, you know, wow, I can't believe anybody listens to it. But you know what? That's bullshit. Let's be honest. There should be more people listening to this.
Why?
There should be, goddammit. I mean, what else are they going to listen to?
Tell your kids.
Do you realize how much media is out there for
I know, but it all sucks.
Hide your kids, hide your wife.
Thank you, drunk.
There is no point to listen to us unless you happen to know us.
No. You know, most of the people that listen to us don't know us.
Nobody we know listens to this. We ask everybody we know.
You know,
they're listening to that shit.
They did it first, they're all done.
Yeah.
All of them. All of them are done.
The homeless guy, he wanted to be on the show.
Oh, yeah?
That's
the
guy.
He wanted a place to crash.
You were him.
He kept thinking I was him.
Right.
Oh, he's the homeless guy?
And he listens
to... So he listens?
No, no.
Dude, I...
No, he listened to, like, one so that, like... I listened. I should be on. Da 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 da. Da. Right.
So he just wants to get his...
Kind of like what I did. Like, I listened to, like, a few...
Now I
kind of
want
to
have him on.
Yeah, he's homeless now. It might be entertaining.
Dude, we can pay him $5.
Dan, now has something to say. Dan, if you're listening, call us. If you download this on your iPod...
Yeah, no, give him my address.
At the start... No, he's got our number. He hits me up for places to stay occasionally.
Oh, okay.
Still.
Yeah, don't bring him over or anything. I don't want him, like...
We'll do it via Skype from McDonald's.
Probably smells weird.
Wi-Fi.
No, if you know, maybe you should call or something.
Do you realize you just told him you're happy he's homeless?
I did. Okay, never mind. I don't want him on.
Oh, yeah,
you
probably
should.
Yeah. All right, Mike. He doesn't listen.
Based on what you said. What?
No, go for it. Finish your...
Well, no, go ahead.
Let me set the scene. This is completely...
Oh, okay.
Different.
Oh, you're standing up. This is serious.
All right, so me and Paul were talking about this yesterday. So, big crowd of people, right?
You want me to set... You're that making down? Me nervous. Yeah, you're making me nervous.
Well,
okay.
I mean, it's kind of...
Okay, no, the same thing.
It's kind of visual, which is perfect for this medium.
Oh, it's very visual?
Visual.
That's good.
All right, so...
Amanda, act it out.
You're downtown, right? big crowd of people, say, like a Mardi Gras.
Right.
St. Patty's Day, something like that.
Right.
Now, both me and Paul here, we're not very good...
Where is he?
This way.
Okay.
Direct.
We're not very good with the sound of, like, puke or puke hitting the floor, right? So
you're fine with puke, just not the sound of it?
Yeah.
Okay.
The smell gets you, too.
Yeah, I'm with you.
So
with
you're down there at Mardi Gras, and you see one person start puking, and like, oh, that's nasty. And then somebody else, like, sees that puking, and then they start puking, and then you got, like, a whole line puking towards you.
It's like a puke
God,
wave.
It's a
wave.
A puke train, if you will.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, you're like... You just so happen you got the video camera out or whatever, just videoing this.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh my God, it's getting closer. Oh my God, I was part of that train! That was the sweetest shit ever!
So you did video it, or you said it would be cool if you were videoing it?
This is a fictional event.
Fictional even
story. We're gonna try to get together. We gotta try to make this happen.
Try to make what happen exactly?
A puke train. Yes.
A puke train.
Don't you realize how many laughs that gets?
I think we get some money out of this.
Theoretical dollars, Mike. Come on now.
What if a dude was having sex with a girl while she was vomiting?
Been there.
Like a
that.
Puke on the dick kind of thing while she's sucking him off?
Like, he is like going full force into the ass and vagina. All of a sudden, she starts vomiting. He's like,
"When you say ass and vagina, does she have like some sort of combined ass and vagina, or
no,
are you
just like
alternating thrusts? Because that's not hygienic.
Alternating,
it's not hygienic.
No, it isn't.
Or maybe he just wears a strap on a little higher and fucking goes both of them. You know?
Nope. Alternating. She's a whore.
I'd never thought of a dude wearing a strap on so he could have sex with two holes at once.
Oh wow." Did you just come up with that just now?
I think I did.
Drunk.
I think I'm a genius. Oh, my God.
I mean, like, that's almost as good as the puke train. I mean, almost.
Can you search? Like, that's got to be done, right?
It's close.
If you look for strap-on porn, though, like, that's a touchy search. You're going to have to do some advanced search tags there.
Yeah, and then, what would you say? Male strap-on, then you're talking a chick fucking a dude.
Right, exactly.
I mean, like, there's no real way to look that up, but that... Do you think that...
I haven't seen it, and I've seen a lot of porn.
Like, so you'd have to, like, wear it up a bit. like
you have to
like,
angle it downward just because, like, you know, the butt and the vagina.
Right, or would you put it under to do the dildo and the I guess it just
depends if you're trying to fuck the ass or the or the vagina.
How about quad lady fucking? You got it on the dick, the mouth, and you have a strap on stuck to your chest. The way the
now
one
I've seen
in the middle.
A guy fuck a gal while like fucking her with a dildo in the other hole. I've seen that.
Right, no.
But you're talking like wear a strap on dildo and do the fucking in both. Wow.
Do you think we can set this up?
Could you sell that? Could you make the product the male strap on the non gay?
The have new to, product.
What do you name it? The non gay male strap on.
Well,
the straight male strap on.
The DP strap on. Come on now.
True. There's not
the double
hole.
Penetration
no
strap
point.
On.
There's only one hole.
So it's just the male strap. Is it any different than a female strap on?
The female strap on kind of is like got like a harness. Like it goes like underneath, so you can get the whole deal, right?
Keep in mind, to me, like...
So like, a male strap-on would just like have to be like a belt with a cock on it.
Right.
Or the same like harness, except for there's a cutout hole for your...
For your Johnson?
Yeah, for your...
As far as I'm concerned, like a strap-on is penis. Kind of like a mythical thing. Is it real? I've never actually seen one
purpose.
Like, what's the other side of the strap-on?
I don't know.
You should buy one and find out.
Yeah, that's not skeptical or sketchy or something. You're going to
just walk in there and just buy a big giant strap on. Be like, you know, here you go.
Do you have this in black?
Yeah. I mean, they do work at a porn shop. They see a multitude of different people.
You get a white one.
You're gonna buy a big dildo.
I mean, it's like buying a white car. I mean, you can tell when a white car is dirty. I mean, like a black car, you can get a little wear and tear on it.
I'm sure they got other colors too.
If it's
gonna
be inside you, don't you want to notice? Like, oh, it needs to be washed.
Yeah,
I need to clean this before I use it.
I really want to, like, just work at a porn shop just for, like, a week. Just so I can find out weird shit.
I think you know a lot of weird shit already, Nate.
More weird shit. Like, somebody comes in, I need something that's easy to insert, but hard to get out because I want to drag her about the floor before I'm finished.
So you want to have a little thing once it fucking...
Yeah.
Well, then, so you want something that you can get in there. Like you know those... Those zip ties. Like a zip tie, only like somehow like for a vagina.
Yeah, it like expands while it's in, and that way you can like drag her about the floor. Like,
by the uterus?
Like, yeah.
Something kind of like with like a mushroom top. Like, you know, it has like the end, so like when you pull...
Oh, like those old Nike shoes with the like the little heel, the things that you could like push on the tabs.
Remember the pumps?
The pumps.
That's a great idea. Like you, so you stick it in there and then you pump it up so that it expands. So
yeah,
that you can do some dragging.
Yeah, I mean you could just like have a drag party, and see you in hell, fuckers.
I want you to know it's over.
Well, bye.
Thanks for listening. You can check out the website at wfodicks.podbean.com. You can check us out. Send us a strongly worded email since you've been offended at wfodicks@live.com. You should call us up at 314-266-WFOD. And if you can't figure out the numbers, don't fucking call us. And for more immediate response, go to twitter.com/WFODicks. Eat that shit.